Hey there, welcome to episode 16 of the Already Unleashed podcast. My name is Nikki Unleashed and I'm your host. Let's go! So, happy spring! Can't believe we are here in another season already. It's almost another quarter already of 2024. And what I want to share with you today is listening inward. I've been listening to myself a lot lately, and boy, there's a lot of interesting stuff going on in there. All jokes aside, though, it's been quite a journey, and this is really only the beginning. Like always, I'm going to share a few things, and then I'm going to share how they're all connected. But really, this episode, I'm inviting you to exhale, get quiet, and maybe listen for things that are piquing your interest or are inviting you to listen inward into yourself. So, a few things I want to share. First one, I am doing this fitness challenge. It's 6 weeks long. I'm almost halfway through. And basically, it is teaching me, well, what I'm getting out of it, actually. What I am receiving and learning from it is I'm getting more sensitive about food and flavor and taste. And, I mean, I've always enjoyed working out. I've always enjoyed moving my body. But nutrition is something that I have struggled with in the past. Not that I don't know what's healthy and unhealthy, but that, frankly, I'm lazy to count my macros. I do not want to weigh things. I don't want to measure things. But I decided, you know what, Nikki? You have been eating whatever you want to eat for the past, 34 years. And I see what results that has gotten me. I definitely enjoy my life, but I also want to develop a different shape because with surfing and salsa, I want to look good. I want to feel good in my wetsuit and in my salsa dresses. So I've decided to go on this little journey, and boy, I did not realize until I listened inward for what is real and what is true, I didn't realize that I was addicted to food. And I have no shame in saying that. I was addicted to pleasure and comfort and validation through food. I would say, oh, you worked hard last week, treat yourself out. Oh, it was a stressful day, have a little bit of ice cream. Oh, you haven't gone out in a while, why don't we go out and get all the courses? Not that there's anything inherently wrong with that. It's just I was looking at my life and the pattern that I had established, and basically, is it serving me or is it not? So I decided to interrupt what I was doing, and I am discovering some exciting things, like I've always known that I love meat and fruit, but now I like really, really, really know that that is what I'm supposed to be eating. To the point of, have you had blackberries lately? Like, usually my favorite fruit is mangoes or some kind of citrus. Definitely love strawberries. But at work and when I'm driving, blackberries are just easier to eat. And I have self-identified, I suppose, as having a sweet tooth my entire life. Like, everybody knows that I love chocolate, that I love ice cream. I don't like boba, but I do like ice cream. And if I'm going to have dessert, it's going to be ice cream, and it's going to be chocolate, or it's going to be coffee, even though I don't drink coffee. Anyway, all this to say, I've always thought of myself as somebody with a sweet tooth until this challenge, because I broke my addiction to food. Sometimes I'll have like a square of dark chocolate throughout this challenge, and even that, frankly, is too sweet for me. And then I think about how I used to have like ice cream or Reese's cups, and oh my gosh, think like that just, I that nauseous looking emoji? I feel like that now, thinking about those things. And again, I want to emphasize there's nothing wrong with those. It's just, I have done the work of sensitizing my palate And now I crave different things, and I enjoy different things, and I no longer enjoy things that I used to enjoy. So back to the blackberry story. I was driving home from work and eating, you know, a few of them on my commute, and it was nearly an orgasmic experience. It was juicy and ripe and sweet, and like it felt nourishing. Like my cells felt fed and properly, deeply nourished by it. Not that there's anything wrong with desserts or chocolate or sweets, and I know that Easter weekend is coming up, but I'm just saying, if you take the time to get quiet and to listen to your body, in this case I'm talking about the sense of taste, but in general I'm talking about how loud the world is. I mean, I know that I'm going to be posting this on social media, I know that this is a podcast, I know that there's a lot of stuff out there, but in general, there is so much noise out there. And lately, I've been taking the time to enjoy solitude and silence so that I can actually hear what is real and true for me. Now, I see that I've been able to break my addiction with taste. And now that I've gotten that silent, quiet space to listen inward, now I know what I enjoy. And I'm sure over the course of my life, you know, it'll change. But right now, I'm really enjoying the fact that I enjoy nourishing myself in ways that support my goals of recomposition, or like changing the shape of my body. So that's food. And then another thing I want to connect is decluttering. It's spring right now. I'm sure some of you are in the middle of or contemplating doing some spring cleaning. And again, I would encourage you to do this not from a place of wanting to chuck everything, which I'll get to, but from a place of listening to yourself. So I'm going through my own decluttering process, and I can be a bit of an overachiever. I can bite off more than I can chew. I'm kind of hungry in life. And as I go through my things, and as I clear more things out of my space, I'm really enjoying the spaciousness and the clarity and the extra breathing room. And the things that I decide to keep, I really love them. And the things that I decide to release, yeah, we had a good journey. Yeah, I learned a lot. Yeah, we had good memories, but if I'm being really honest, it's time to go. It's over. It's time to go. You need to move on to your new home, and I need new space. So I release you, and I honor you, and I hug you, and I thank you. But it's time to go. And that's related to the listening inward, because like with the food and the delicious blackberry on my drive, listening to myself as I handle my belongings, as I look at each item and decide, am I keeping this or am I releasing this? Listening inward is what's giving me the answer. Because some things you might look at them and say, okay, well, obviously I should keep that because I'm going to need that in the future. But if you really listen in, the answer might not be what you thought it was. And then taking it a step further, as much as I'm enjoying the spaciousness and the breathing room, it can be very tempting. Like my mind, my brain is so quick and so clever and so, it's like a knee-jerk reaction. Like it processes faster than I can even realize. So my brain is telling me, hey, Nikki, some space feels good. Why don't we have a lot of space and just chuck everything? But I have to listen to myself. I have to hear that idea and then discern, okay, is that actually gonna get me the body shape that I want? Is that actually gonna get me the feeling that I want in my home? Is that actually gonna get me to my next destination? Or is that, frankly, another addiction? Not a food addiction, but an addiction to going from 0 to 100 or 100 to 0 very quickly. an addiction to wanting to solve a problem that isn't even there, an addiction to wanting to constantly improve instead of being where I am right this moment. And the last, maybe not the last, but related to catching my brain and related to the food, another habit that I am noticing and an addiction that I am breaking is like how I was eating the same way for the last 34 years. I've been thinking basically the same way for the last 34 years. My mind, my logic, my brain, my intellect have been running the show. And there's nothing wrong with them. I'm definitely thankful for them. I'm grateful for where I am in life. I don't have any regrets for anything that I've experienced. And this life is mine to live. I get to choose how I live every day. And I am not stuck in the ways that I have been. Meaning, if I want to change how I eat, I get to do that. And in the process of that, I get to listen inward and hear what my taste buds actually want and what they're actually nourished by. Like, I'm no longer driven by cravings or by habits. Like, I'm not looking up DoorDash anymore. You know, I'm not craving fast food anymore. Like, okay, if you're listening to this from California, I know that In-N-Out is a beloved establishment, and trust me, I used to love it, but thinking on it now, I don't think I would enjoy it. I mean, and when I think back to all the times that I've had it, yeah, they were good memories, and yes, the meal tasted good in the moment, but I swear, like 5 minutes later, I didn't feel good. So why did I keep going back? Because I was addicted, because I thought, you know, it's In-N-Out, it's a healthier fast food. Anyway, all that to say, with food, I was able to notice my pattern, give myself enough silence and distance to hear myself, and then now I'm getting to know my true self. With decluttering, I mean the belongings that I have collected over the years, the trinkets that I've, you know, gathered on my travels, the journals that I have, the artwork that I have, everything. It's been a pattern. It's been an idea of who I think I am. But if there were to be a fire tomorrow and I lost all this stuff, I'd still be me. You know, my stuff doesn't define me. If I wanted to move halfway across the world, would I really, you know, pack up all this stuff and fly it with me or ship it across the ocean? Or would I release it all and figure out who I really am? And then with noticing my mind and how I have been living, well, maybe not as a kid, but for my adult life, I have been driven by logic. And my mind and my brain have been running the show. But my spidey senses have been tingling lately, and you know what? I want to live differently. I don't know what that's going to look like. I don't know where I'm going to land. I don't know how I'm going to get there. I don't know when I'm going to get there. I don't even know where there is. But I do know that I want silence. Well, not necessarily silence. I want... I desire space to figure out who I really, really am. Who my true self is. Not who I think I am. Not who I've been. Not who I think I should be, but who I am really, under it all, through it all. And what I'm hearing when I really listen inward is, you know, I want my heart to drive the bus. I want my womb and my soul and my heart to be making the decisions. Again, not that there's anything wrong with logic and not that there's anything wrong with chocolate, but blackberries are so good. Spaciousness and a more clear and empty living space feels so good. And it can be hard to let go of things. It can be hard, I imagine, and I'm feeling it already, letting go of logic and letting go of having a plan and, you know, following the plan and doing things that make logical sense and things that are reasonable and responsible. Letting go of that is probably going to be very challenging, but I've been flexing my muscle in other areas and I'm excited to play with it in this arena. I can't even explain or because I don't know. I don't know what it's going to look like to listen to my heart and my soul and my womb. But that's where I'm being called. That's what I'm hearing. So that's what I'm going to heed. I am going to heed my own inner call. In that vein, I will be adding a link to this podcast description and to my Instagram bio for my Already Unleashed account. I am feeling like playing with you. So through the end of the month of April 2024, I am offering free sessions. That's right, it's free, no money. I'm not even going to ask you for a testimonial, nothing. I just want to play and try this on and see how it feels. What I heard from within my heart, my soul, my womb, and what I want to offer to you and play with you is sessions called Listen Inward, where we just talk about literally whatever you want. I have a feeling that I'm not the only person experiencing this right now, especially as spring is here and things are starting to blossom and come outward and show externally. I feel like there are people out there who have been hearing inner whispers, who their spidey senses have been tingling. Like there's something in them that wants to be known. There's something that wants to be expressed and explored and discovered and massaged and marinated and like seen and witnessed and played with. And I want to serve, I want to support, I want to help in whatever way I can. So if that sounds like something that you want to do, I put 45 minutes on my Calendly link, but I mean, really it's going to be 30 minutes to an hour, whatever we're feeling. It's going to be over Zoom. You don't have to have your camera on if you don't want to, like do whatever feels aligned for you. But if you feel like there is, if you feel like there's a wildness, a rawness, a natural calling beckoning forth from inside you, and if you want to explore that and talk about it and have somebody, you know, be a sounding board and also ask you questions to go deeper. Maybe we go deep, maybe we go broad and wide. I don't know, but that's the whole point is we are going to discover it together. We get to play with our intuitions together. So if you feel like that is something that you want to do, please check out the link. Again, it is free through the end of the month of April. You need to book it and do it by the end of the month of April. But yeah, that's what I've got for you guys. So thank you for tuning in, and I invite you to listen. Even if it's, you know, 5 minutes or 10 minutes a day, when you're waking up in the morning, instead of grabbing your phone or instead of jumping out of bed to get to work, maybe you just lay there and you smile. I watched Eat, Pray, Love recently, and I loved what he said of smile with your liver. I mean, that sounds funny, right? But you don't just smile with your face. You don't just smile with your eyes. You can smile with your soul. You can smile with your pinky toe. You can smile with something as random as your liver. So if liver calls to you and that feels good, think about smiling with your liver and imagine the difference in your external smile that will show. If you're going to the bathroom, maybe that's an opportunity. Maybe you're super busy, right? Maybe you don't have any time in the day to get quiet. Okay, well, I'm sure you go to the bathroom at some point. Maybe instead of playing on your phone, you just feel your body. You just sit there, or I guess stand there if you're a guy. Feel your body, feel your feet on the ground. If you're sitting, feel your tush on the seat. If you're standing, feel your spine erect. And be with your, listen. And then I'm sure that you shower or bathe, you know, every day, every other day, whatever. If you usually listen to podcasts, or if you're, you know, thinking about your to-do list or what needs to get done, maybe you use that time to really listen. With all your senses, listen to the water splashing against the door. Feel the water and the suds and the bubbles on your skin. Maybe there isn't anything to taste or see when your eyes are closed, but even when your eyes are closed, there is a whole universe inside your eyelids and inside your consciousness. Smell the... the shampoo, the soap, the tallow, if that's what you use. Be with yourself. Listen. You might be surprised at what you hear. You might be surprised at the remembering that comes through for you of you're already free. You're already unleashed. The problems that are in your head, yeah, they might need some attention. Yeah, they might require some action, but... your core nature is already free. You're already unleashed. We get to live as this, and we get to remember this, and we get to keep remembering it every time that we forget. And if you want a buddy to play and do this life with, hop on this call with me if that feels good. Thanks for tuning in, and I will catch you next time. Bye.